Well, as the story goes, Denise Dow's future entrepreneurial success was inspired by road trips to the United States as a teenager. As soon as she crossed the border, she began to see the eagle emblem everywhere, over doorways, on mailboxes, on garages. Just about any surface was suitable for patriotic decoration. And she remembers thinking that there was a distinct lack of such displays in Canada. Well, fast forward to 2007, when the Quispam Cis woman decided to take matters into her own hands. She designed a maple leaf emblem that includes the line "Strong and Free," of course, from the national anthem, and, well, the brand was born. Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made here in New Brunswick and joins us now. Hello there.
Hi, Paul.
So we've heard the inspiration behind this story. Remind us how she got off the ground.
Sure. Well, it does go back to, you know, when you talk to Denise, she's a very powerful woman, and she comes across, she's very proud Canadian. And her father was in, I believe it was the Coast Guard, and served the country as well. So she comes from a family background that way. And when she discovered that we didn't have an emblem, she decided in 2007, I mean, at the age of 48, she decided she wanted to do something about that. And she actually just wanted something, a natural-looking feel to the emblem that kind of portrayed us as Canadians, I guess, a little bit less... less, what do you call that word, than an eagle, something that's more conducive to us as Canadians. And she just took three maple leaves off a maple tree in her own backyard, and she traced them. And the Strong and Free came, she's like, something that represents Canadians. And of course, we feel strong and free. It translated excellent into French with fort et libre. So she used that as a banner with the leaves, and she traced it herself. She tried to find someone who would actually produce a prototype for her without any luck. So she actually got herself a small table saw and a Dremel tool. I guess she has some woodworking background from when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. And she built the emblem herself on a piece of pine wood. So she took that, found a plastics manufacturer here in the province who developed a sample for her, and she took that to Canadian Tire and Home Hardware.
So what did she do right, in your opinion, from a marketing perspective, right from the beginning?
I think from a marketing perspective, this isn't a product that's some kitschy thing you'd find in a gift store. This is a product that really kind of ties to Canadians and what they believe in. And, you know, to have this emblem that's strong and free, I think that's a pretty powerful thing to start promoting.
It would be hard to be against it.
It would be extremely hard to be against it.
If you were a store manager saying, no, I don't like strong and free, get out.
Exactly.
What was the key to getting this product widely known?
I think her biggest benefit and what she's been able to do really, really successfully is utilize publicity to her advantage. She comes from, I mean, this is her. She's a one-man show, or one-person show, I should say, who has worked from the ground up with no budget at all, really, trying to promote this emblem. So she developed this plaque, and now it's available across the country, but it's all been about publicity. So because it does touch the hearts and minds of Canadians, she's been able to utilize that to her advantage. And she was on the Dragon's Den back in 2010. Mm-hmm. She didn't get to make a deal, but all those dragons loved I think it was a lapel pin that she left with them. So they all wanted to keep their pieces that she left with them. She decorated her RV back in 2010 as well for the Olympics. And she said she wanted to create a wave across Canada. So she took her RV, she decaled it up with her emblem, and drove across the country to the Olympics.
And anyone who hasn't seen this RV, you could not miss it on the road.
You cannot miss this RV on the road. And I think what she did is she targeted so many towns across the country as she went and got some incredible publicity out of that. She wasn't able to license or sell her product when she got to the Olympics because, of course, it's a set. Someone gets the license to run that. I think
right.
It was Zellers at the time. But she took tons of her product and was handing it out where she could. So she was developing this brand right across the country of you know, the Strong and Free. And it's not just an emblem anymore. She's now licensed it so that it's on pewter lapel pins and coffee mugs. And she made an arrangement with, I think it's icejerseys.ca, so that you can get the Strong and Free emblem on hockey jerseys for different teams. So she's done a really great job in publicity side of things to do it with a small budget.
And keeping the momentum going as well, because typically Canadians aren't known as the flag wavers that, say, Americans would.
That's right. I think we are quite a bit more subdued, but I think the emblem, too, is more subdued. And I think it will touch quite a few people. And it's meant, you can color code it, you can make it your color of choice for your home or your cottage or your business. So again, it's not one bright thing.
Red.
It doesn't have to be bright red and stands out on your house. It can be subdued blue with the blue on your home. So
how does she move this past where she is right now, and how does she carry on in business?
Well, she's worked really hard in the last little while on licensing the emblem so that she's working with manufacturers of different products to carry the emblem products. She works strictly with a producer of coffee mugs and that kind of thing, and T-shirts, so that they will be the ones selling the Strong and Free T-shirts or mugs, and she gets a royalty from that. So that's what she's been working on, is building a licensee base in order, and she gets royalties from everything that's sold on using her emblem.
It's probably a better idea, really, in the long run, isn't it? And rather than having to chase down all these companies all over the world.
It works better for her, for sure. I mean, because she is that one person, to be able to utilize these larger corporations who love what she has to offer, and Canadians are going to buy, and they already have the distribution, it works best for them. So.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us on the third Monday of every month. She's the project manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB. You can check out this interview and others in the series by going to our website. That's cbc.ca/shift.